I'd like to thank KTMS 990 and Montecito Bank and Trust for making Scam Squad possible. I'm Patty Teal.
And I'm Deputy District Attorney Vicki Johnson. Scam Squad is up next.
Sound off.
1, 2.
Sound off.
3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Scam Squad.
Welcome to Scam Squad. I'm Patty Teal here with Deputy District Attorney Vicki Johnson and one of our favorite guests who really is on the ball trying to warn us about scams just like us. Vicki, would you introduce her?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. We have with us today, back with us today, Doris Roof, a senior fraud specialist from Montecito Bank and Trust. And she always has great updates for us on what's happening on the ground. So, Doris, what are you seeing at the bank these days?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and go over what we've received from IC3, just so that we've got a little bit of understanding of what's going on out there. So basically, they're stating in 2023, the IC3 received a record number of complaints from the American public. 880,000.
Let me just ask you a question. So IC3, that's from the FBI. Is that correct?
It's like the FBI from .gov.
Great. Right. Okay. Their website.
Where they report all of that. So they received 880,418 complaints with potential losses exceeding $12.5 billion. That's not million, that's billion dollars.
Oh,
and I just want to say, you know, that number is probably not a real true figure because a lot of these are never reported to the IC3. Okay. It's probably a lot higher than that. So this is nearly a 10% increase in complaints and represents a 22% increase in losses compared to 2022.
Wow.
So that's pretty significant. So most losses reported to the IC3 are the result of fraud and scams and report a wide variety of payment methods in these scams, such as cash and gold shipments, wire transfers, prepaid and gift cards, and cryptocurrency through ATMs. So they're going to try to get it as quickly and as easily as possible from the person that they're scamming. The FBI came out with a fraud alert flyer. And on that flyer, they basically are stating, if you or a loved one were solicited through a computer pop-up, social media site, dating site, text, email, or phone call by someone you have never met and answer yes to one of the following questions, you may have been targeted by a scam. And so then it goes down to a list of questions that they ask you. And once again, if you say yes to any of them, probably a real good chance that it's going to be a scam. And I'm just going to give a few of the examples here that they've put on their alert. Has someone claiming to be a bank or government agency requested money, or for you to go ahead and liquidate your accounts in order to clear you of a crime or secure your accounts. So yes, if you answer yes, you're probably a target. Is someone, and this is a big one here, has someone claiming to be a tech or customer support representative requesting money to remove a virus or child pornography, just as an example they're giving, from your computer or secure your account? So, and we do see that one quite a bit where they're claiming to be a tech support and they're seeing malicious malware on your computer and to call this number, blah, blah, blah. And then you go ahead and call and of course it's not and they've got you. And then has someone you never met claim to be romantically interested in you, but requests you to send your money or something else of value? And that one usually takes a little bit more time. It's not as instant as a lot of these tech support type scams. The romantic ones, as we all know, takes a little bit more. They gain your trust. You feel like you're really able to confide in the person or you trust them. Yet they're telling you to go ahead and invest money. They're going to help you make more money, etc. And then another one is, have you ever been directed to withdraw cash to purchase gold or silver bars to give to someone else? And then also to drop off or pick up money or other items of value and to deliver to an unknown person. And what I'd like to do is give you an example of one of those, of a true life story that we've had here in our county. Person received a pop-up alert on their laptop. They went ahead and clicked on the pop-up and it was a tech support scam. The fraudster asked the person to go ahead and pull out $15,000 in cash and then go ahead and deposit it into a Bitcoin ATM, which a lot of people are not aware that they're around, especially in our city or county. And you won't believe we actually have quite a few of them in town here. They went ahead and they withdrew the $15,000 in cash from an office and then realized it was a scam when they tried to deposit it into a Bitcoin machine. The person came back, branch went ahead and helped them. So thankfully, this person never went ahead and sent the money.
Doris, why did they say they needed the $15,000?
My guess would be that, which sounds like a lot of money to go ahead and help you fix your computer or whatever, or that they're going to go ahead and possibly invest money for you.
Oh.
But just the way that it came over as a tech support, the scammers were stating that they would need to go ahead and either pay the $15,000 to go ahead and help them clear their computer, or it could be a threat.
It's interesting because it really brings into sharp focus the red flags that we often talk about. This was somebody pretending to be a tech support person, and there was either a problem or a prize involved. There was a problem with the computer, or they were offering this investment opportunity. We're not sure which. And of course, the victim was pressured to act quickly. We need to get the money there now. And then they were instructed to make a payment. It's often gift card or wire transfer, but in this case, it was Bitcoin, which is becoming the new favorite. Yes. So it's really interesting. Those red flags were all there. It's just important to point that out and to keep those red flags in mind when we're talking about these scams, because if you detect any of them, any one of them, you really have to stop and pay attention to what you're doing and take a step back and think. I think that's a good example that you gave us, and it really does talk about the different things that we're supposed to be looking for.
Well, and the thing, you know, that I've always noticed is that urgency. Like you mentioned, Vicki, the urgency of it, a lot of times you're not stopping to think, you know, because you feel like it's going to get worse on your computer, or possibly you're going to miss that investment, or they're threatening you. So they're not giving you that time to think. And the scammers know this. And they know how to play on our emotions and how psychologically things work within our brains and that. You know, I don't know how many times my husband will ask me, is this a scam? I feel like I need to respond. Once again, it's kind of that sense of urgency. And it's
that
like,
sense of urgency.
You know,
And it was interesting. I had a phone call from a woman who, very sharp woman, but she had been victimized by a scam like this one. And she said, I don't know what happened to me.
Yeah.
I felt like I was in another state. I was just doing whatever this person told me to do. It was like I was in, you know, it was like the ether that they tried to get you into. She said, I was just in another state of mind.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking clearly, and I don't know how they did that to me.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, and we hear that over and over, don't we, Vicki?
We do.
Well, and I also think it's they make you second guess yourself.
Yes.
Is it or is it not? You know, and they kind of know it's a scam, but is it really a scam? Is this back and forth that a person goes through, you know, because of the way it's being presented, the way the urgency is? And it is almost like this sense of like, I need to do this, but there's that but in there, but it's that urgency thing again. You feel like you have to do it.
I got caught in a situation where I didn't know if it was a scam or not. I'd ordered some things on Amazon, which I rarely do. Mm-hmm. And about 2 days before the delivery date of these particular items, I got a pop-up message that said, this is UPS. We can't deliver your items. They're stuck in the shop or whatever because of an incomplete address. It looked very official.
Yes.
It looked like a UPS site. Since I'm not really a person who uses Amazon all the time, I thought, well, it looks very official. Should I or shouldn't I? Should I or shouldn't I? And then the words kept going through my head.
Yes.
Don't click on an unknown link and look at the address. And how many times have I said that to people?
Right.
And then I also checked the address. And it was from somebody named Timothy or something. And I thought, that doesn't sound like a UPS address. And so I didn't click on the link, but it looked so official that I was torn.
Yes.
Right. And sometimes you just don't take the time to think and you just click. You know, you've ordered something and there you go.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, Patty. You know, it's like, okay, I ordered it. It must be stuck. So yeah, you click on it. It's hard because we've all been there, done that, where you're like second guessing yourself, even though we know a lot. And that's where you stop and you start asking yourself some of the signs that you're seeing. Yeah. We're seeing a lot of the tech support scams, unfortunately. And not as many gift cards. We still see them. I don't want to say that we don't see them, but I think the education is working with the gift cards. So that's what we need to keep doing here, that, you know, somebody's asking you to put money in that's going to leave pretty quickly out of your pocket.
Right. And, you know, Bitcoin went up in value so dramatically recently. That's why probably that scam is that people are thinking, well, I don't want to miss out on this opportunity.
Right. And apparently gold, too. They're seeing a lot of gold because gold is going up and nobody's seeing that ever going down.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the new things, they'll come to your house and they'll pick up.
Yes. Yes. They will come to your house and get the cash. We have had people drop off cash to somebody they don't know. Red flag all over it. Yeah. You know, your 401k people or whoever help you, you know, maybe a quick call or something.
Okay. Anything else we should know, Doris?
Between Sean and I, we always keep tabs on what we're seeing the most of during the month and then try to bring them up. Unfortunately, we're still seeing some of the check fraud, but I do think that comes in waves in our area where they just take the checks out of mailboxes. Knock on wood, we haven't seen as many recently. It's more the tech support, the ID theft.
Just coincidentally, my good news of the day has to do with tech support scams. And here's the headline. Scam of the day. Tech support scammers pay $26 million settlement to the Federal Trade Commission. Now, this comes from my Scamicide website. So this is what they're reporting. Tech support scammers pay $26 million settlement to the Federal Trade Commission. And apparently there were two Cyprus-based companies, one called Restoro Cyprus Limited and the other called Cyprus Limited. And apparently they were luring customers into purchasing tech support through a phony Microsoft Windows pop-up, indicating that the victim's computer was infected either with a virus or malware. So that's the typical way that you're approached. There's a problem with your computer, and this is Microsoft letting you know that. So, of course, then the victim would pay for unnecessary software to remedy the situation. And then, following that, these two companies would tell the victim that they needed to pay for their tech support people to fix the problem. And of course, that was at an additional cost. Well, apparently there was a lawsuit initiated by the Federal Trade Commission, which resulted in this settlement. And if these scams had been reported, if you were scammed in this way and you had reported it to the Federal Trade Commission at their site, ftc.gov, you will be contacted and you will be offered a refund. So that is one of the reasons that you should definitely report both to IC3, which is the FBI website, and to FTC.gov, which is the Federal Trade Commission website, because the money will first of all go to the FTC and they will refund to the victims of the scam. So I thought that was some good news. Oh, and here was something interesting. They made the comment, neither AOL, Yahoo, Apple, Microsoft, or any of the other tech support companies ever ask for remote access to your computer. So what a lot of these scammers will do, they'll pretend to be from Microsoft tech support, and they will ask for remote access to your computer to correct the problem. Well, apparently, these legitimate companies will never ask for remote access. I did not know that.
I didn't either. That's interesting. Yeah.
It is interesting. So if somebody asks for remote access to your computer because you have a problem, you are dealing with a scammer. And then the other thing I wanted to share, I just got this also from Scamicide, and this is a warning about the income tax refund scam, because now that we have paid our income taxes, April 15th has come and gone, and we've sent in our money or our tax returns or whatever it is that we've had to do. Now, of course, The scammers are working this, and they are going to be sending out emails, something to the effect of, we checked an error in the calculation of your tax form, the last payment amounting to whatever it was, you overpaid by $900. In order for us to return the excess payment, you need to, of course, click onto the link and the funds will be credited to your account. So beware of emails supposedly coming from the IRS telling you that you overpaid, and they're going to make it easy for you to get that refund that you so richly deserve. Anyway, that is the warning of the day along with the good news of the day. And that's all I have today, Patty.
Oh, that's very good. And can you remind us of the fraud hotline number for people to call? And they can call for all sorts of reasons, to talk to you about a scam they're worried about, or if they want to tell us a story about how they avoided or got unfortunately duped into a scam.
Absolutely. So my fraud hotline is area code 805-568-2442. And again, that is 805-568-2442. And I really want to thank Doris for coming on the show today from Montecito Bank and Trust with this wonderful information and reminding us again to watch out for those red flags.
Thank you so much, Doris.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, ladies, we'll talk again soon.
Yes. Next month.
Yes. Take care.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.